USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is considering declaring a national emergency for border wall funding. Pence and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will brief the House tomorrow before the president's scheduled primetime address on border security. Hector Garza is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He tells Fox News what a physical barrier will do along our Mexico border.
Now, the border wall, the physical barriers, it's just one factor of the border security package. We do know that by building a border wall, a physical barrier, we will have additional infrastructure. We'll have access roads to properly secure the border.
Amazon is passing Microsoft as the most valuable publicly traded company. At the end of today's trading session, Amazon had a value of $797 billion, while Microsoft was worth $783 billion. The Dow was up 93 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Flu cases are continuing to rise across the country, and many experts believe this is just the beginning. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News that the flu will continue to be widespread across the nation.
We're just starting to see a peak, so over the next month or 2 months is when you're going to see most of it. Influenza-like activity is very heavy right now on the East Coast and across the southern United States.
A slow and careful withdrawal of troops from Syria is now being planned. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities in Poland have brought charges against a man who designed an Escape the Room entertainment site where five teenage girls died during a fire. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Autopsy showed the five girls, all around the age of 15, died from carbon monoxide inhalation. The 28-year-old designer of the escape room at a private house was said to be too distressed to answer the questions of the investigators. The girls were locked in the escape room that had no emergency exit. Escape room games have become very popular. When players are locked in a room or a building, it must solve puzzles to escape. I'm John Clemens.
Admission prices at what's been called the happiest place on earth just went up again. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
Disneyland increasing ticket prices effective immediately. The California theme park near Anaheim upping the price of the least expensive one-day ticket by $7 to $104. Single-day park hoppers are now up $14 to $199. Parking and other fees are also higher, and it's all ahead of the opening of the park's highly anticipated Star Wars Galaxy's Edge attraction.
College football national championship game will take place tonight in Santa Clara, California. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Clemson Tigers will play the Alabama Crimson Tide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.